Supplemental Reading. The Rise and Fall of 8-Track Cassettes. In the 1950s and 1960s, music was not as portable as it is today. Some cars had radios, but they did not have cassette players or CD players like we have today. Starting from the 1930s, reel-to-reel tapes were used to make audio recordings. They were very similar to today's audio cassettes. The main difference was that reel-to-reel machines were as large as a suitcase. One problem with using reel-to-reel was that the tape would fall off the reels. The tape would easily get tangled. Finally, a smaller system was enclosed inside a cartridge in the early 1960s. These cassettes made it easier to work with the tapes. Unfortunately, the cassette players were still large. One day, Bill Lear, the maker of the Lear Jet, was riding in a friend's car. He noticed his friend had a homemade audio cassette player in his car. He thought it was fabulous that they could listen to their own favorite music as they drove. Lear decided to market the idea. Lear developed the 8-track cassette. These were popular in the United States during the 1960s and 1970s. Although the sound quality was not as good as that of a vinyl record, the 8-track became popular. Soon, millions of Americans took their favorite music wherever they drove. The 8-track was quickly abandoned when compact audio cassettes became available. Later, when CDs became popular, the 8-track became obsolete. Now, they are just a footnote in music history.